Hello and welcome. My name is Rebecca Singh, and I'll be your audio describer for this production of The Ballad of Johnny Longstaff, which plays with audio description on November 20th and 26th. These introductory notes have been pre-recorded for your convenience. They will be repeated with updates live on show day, 10 minutes before the show starts. Audio description is a service that was invented by blind and partially sighted people to help them enjoy theater and the arts in a more accessible way. This audio file will explain the configuration of the theater and tell you a little bit about the set, costumes, and performers and what they look like, as well as some of the special effects. Listening to audio description in the theater, you'll be able to hear me describe the visuals of what's happening on stage in between when people are talking or singing by tuning in to the audio description channel. Audio description is delivered in the theater via Sennheiser's Mobile Connect app, available for iPhone and Android. Don't forget your earbuds or headphones. For more information on this, please refer to the accessibility notes on the show's webpage. Please note that a limited number of devices will be available to borrow in the theater. Next, I'll tell you a little bit about the theater itself and what the stage will look like on the day. Then I'll describe the three performers in The Ballad of Johnny Longstaff. The Harbourfront Centre Theater. You will be in a long, rectangular, two-story, black-box-style multi-use theater. It can hold up to 450 patrons in various seating and standing configurations on a main floor and two balconies. Inside, the red brick walls are lined with eight vertical steel columns along the sides and two on the ends. On level flooring with the passageway into the performing space, directly in front of the stage, is the first row of seats. Behind it are eight rows of raked blue-gray seats, each row with a step up. Above the main floor are two stories of wraparound balconies, with one row of clamshell seats on the sides and two rows of seats facing the stage on the first balcony, which is called the mezzanine, and five on the second one. The Ballad of Johnny Longstaff. The Teesside folk trio, The Young'uns, recount the remarkable story of Johnny Longstaff. The show features songs from an original album alongside new material and animations. The book, music, and lyrics are by The Young'uns, and it is directed by Lorne Campbell. The Young'uns sing together with powerful harmonies in an a cappella style and with instrumental arrangements. They are Sean Cooney, songwriter, singer, and the main narrator of Johnny's story. David Eagle, singer. He also plays piano and accordion. Sam Carter, singer, who plays the guitar and piano. Sam is doing a role originated by The Young'uns' Michael Hughes. During the performance, the lads wear plain khaki shirts and trousers with leather shoes. The show runs 1 hour and 50 minutes, including a 20-minute intermission. For this production, the theater has a raised stage at the front. On it, there is a series of risers forming a long rectangle that crosses the stage at an angle from the front left to the back right at about knee height. There is a set of three steps down to the stage at the left end. The corner of the risers juts out towards us on the left and then disappears between two screens on the right. This is the performer's entrance and exit during the show. There is a large projection screen across the back of the stage, about two stories high, and cloth forming a triangle projection screen at the front of the stage on the right. The large screen fills the back wall. The bottom left corner hangs about 3 feet from the ground. The screen then cuts upward to about 15 feet high at the other end. Rope tassels dangle down at the bottom edge. It's like a banner with a tassel trim. The tassels are uneven, ragged, and worn, like a comb with broken teeth. The Young'uns move between the risers and stage floor throughout the show. They sometimes sit on the edge of the risers to sing or to speak to the audience. In the middle of the stage on the left, an electric piano is located, and it is played throughout the performance by both David and Sam. David also plays an accordion, a large, red, shiny bellowed instrument, with a keyboard played by the right hand and rows of buttons played by the left hand. The accordion is secured by leather straps over David's shoulders. It features in a dramatic leap from the stage by David during the song Trespassers. Images are drawn and projected onto the screens to animate the story and songs. The images grow and move as we follow Johnny on his journey. The sun rises and falls, groups of people gather and disperse, sketched into the scene and then drawn over. These painted animations start with a drawn line. The line builds up and then is filled in with colors in streaks or blocks. A variety of material is used. Charcoal, pastels, and chalk add different textures and colors. Images merge in and out, faces melt and warp. Crowds of workers or grim-faced marching men and later soldiers are painted into the landscape. Their figures may be shrouded in shadows or bathed in crimson, or the bright yellows and ochres of an unrelenting sun. The photographs of Johnny are sometimes incorporated into the design. A confident, fresh-faced youth who sits with a group of friends in London or Spain, Johnny gazes out at us as he wears his broad Basque beret at a jaunty angle, the collar of his overcoat pulled up. These images are sometimes used and changed in the animations. For instance, Johnny in his beret is at one point painted over in the style of Picasso with bold red and blues and a yellow face. Stop frame cut paper animations are used in more comic songs. Johnny's photo can sometimes be plucked up and flung into a comedy scene. Humorous songs are illustrated with cutout animations or paper stick puppets. For example, a short ditty about Johnny's first encounter with paella uses a paper drawing of a dish of paella with dancing prawns and a cutout photo of Johnny that is embellished with cartoon eyes and bulging cheeks. It's a decoupage style, a collection of cutout images jumbled together. Cutout war posters animate Robson's song. In the, quote, "Your country needs you," end quote, poster, Kitchener's mouth and mustache jiggle to the words of the song. He is joined by a Russian peasant couple and King Kong, with a spiked German helmet and a distressed damsel in tow. A group of British Land Army women then appear and dance the can-can, kicking their legs high into the air. In The Hostel Strike, animated stick puppets are featured. To the flickering light of a magic lantern, black and white puppets dance. Childlike drawings cut out of card and stuck to the end of a handheld stick. These images are shaky and add to the humor of the song. The puppets can be flipped over so they face in the other direction. A chef wears a tall chef's hat and kitchen whites as he holds up a plate piled with sandwiches that sometimes become a wedding cake. A manager is a burly man in a bowler hat who carries a swag bag with a dollar sign on the side. Johnny's puppet is of a smallish lad with a permanent grin. Stick puppets feature in Trench Tales, and the main three puppets, dressed in army fatigues, are cheeky caricatures of the three young'uns. David, slim-faced and fair-haired, Sean in dark-rimmed glasses, Sam with a wavy mop of hair. The young'uns sing comic stories of trench life as they watch the erratic images on screen. Mules, dancing boots, bottles that instantly fill up with wine, chaotic and energetic. Nearing the end of the show, we encounter portraits of some of Johnny's comrades, Lewis Clive and David Guest. Their faces form lines fleshed out with pastel colors, blue, scarlet, orange, and magenta. As the images linger, the edges of the face start to peel and flake as if their face was a mask, but their eyes continue to stare out towards us. After the two faces on the large screen have been drawn, a portrait of a third man, Bob Cooney, fair-haired and smiling, is drawn on the flag in a warm mustard and muted yellows. As their stories run their course, the images start to break down. Zigzag lines form across their faces, and their features gradually mutate. The colors merge and blur. The show is quite dense with singing, and there are times when the audio description has to be kept brief. Where songs are fast-paced and loud, it is only possible to hint at the images that have been described in these pre-show notes. Happily, in songs such as The Hostel Strike and Trench Tales, the animated story is very well described in the fast and furious lyrics. Description is also kept to a minimum in some of the more intense parts of the production to prevent interrupting the flow of the story. Before the show begins, the screens reflect clouds as they drift across a constellation of stars that sparkle in an inky sky. This is the end of the pre-recorded introductory notes. We invite you to tune in to the live audio description introduction on the day of the event, and we hope you enjoy the show.